Recently, Pope Francis said that jealousy is a destructive anxiety and a poison which divides communities. I would add, and families too. We see its impact in the first page of the Bible, where we read that Cain killed his brother Abel. And we see it in the news headlines every day. But what about within ourselves? We can't cultivate peace in our hearts or our families and be full of jealousy at the same time. Trust me, I know, because I've tried it. The two are incompatible. Years ago, when I was home every day with a young baby and a toddler, I had some time on my hands, and I used to fill out entry forms or invent catchy phrases to try to win free holidays or special items on competition websites. I had some success too. Once I had my heart set on this particular prize, 2 nights stay at a newly opened luxury health resort. I looked at the pictures and I read all about it on the website, and I envisaged myself and my husband at this beautiful resort and spa. We'd never been anywhere like it before. I thought through the babysitting plans, and I imagined myself so deserving of a breakaway and so unable to afford one that the prize just had to be mine. I didn't win the holiday and I was disappointed. About a month or so later, at a relation's house, someone told me very casually that they'd just returned from the very same place. And when I said, "Oh really, was it good?" this person said, "No, it hadn't been especially great." I was too sick with bitter envy to say anything. It was like vinegar on a wound to me that this person could afford to just go on a whim and hadn't even appreciated it. I felt so sorry for myself and had a sudden surge of dislike for this person I'd only ever liked and admired before. It was horrible, and the next day I promised myself never to let myself become so sick with envy again. Luckily, the antidote to jealousy is gratitude, and it is easy to find things to be grateful for if you look for them. Gratitude is such a healing approach to life and is also prescribed in the Bible. The book of Tobit ends with the angel Raphael giving advice to Tobit and his son Tobias to praise and thank God always. If jealousy is causing sadness and division in your family, you could try the practice of writing down before going to bed 5 things you're grateful for out of the day and thanking God for them. For more about becoming a more peaceful parent, you can visit my website, marilynrodriguez.com.